The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I have a one-on-one coming up.
How's that going to be for you?
Great, I get to talk about myself for 3 hours. And I apologize.
Oh,
but I'm not sorry at all. And she ended up getting sued.
Oh, shit.
Whoa. You got to be very careful when you do these podcasts. Everyone, you shouldn't be here.
Everyone go.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, it's Jeff Lewis, and I have issues. In today's episode, Ali Landry and John Hill join the show. We talk about banking, bizarre obsessions, and questionable Botox. Ali, I have been trying to get you back on the show for months.
I'm so excited to be here.
Talking initially. Ali was like a staple on the show.
I was. Remember during COVID?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then
with the little headsets.
What happened?
Well, she got busy.
Yeah. What happened? Well, first of all, she's the only person in 6 years who showed up on the wrong day. And
Jeff,
it's true. Do you remember
too
that?
Early or too late?
Early. She just like walked in the front door.
I think she showed up one day early. One day early.
Yeah, that's kind of nice.
And in hindsight, did we not have enough mics? Because in hindsight, I should have just put you on.
You should.
Yeah. I would do that now. If somebody showed up, you know, the wrong
Don't say
day.
That because now there's going to be people
wrapped
around the door.
Oh, they're
stuck.
For me because... Oh, wait a minute. I thought today was my day.
Doug stays here.
I'm
he
very
here.
On time, and I really kind of pay attention to those things. So that's shocking to me.
It was
like,
shocking.
What was going on?
No, yeah. It was
I
so
know,
strange.
I don't know. Something was going on.
Mm-hmm. She just walked in. I'm like, Ali. You're not on until tomorrow.
Well, I do love hanging out at the house. Like that was really fun.
The old house.
The old
yes.
house. Yeah.
And you've probably lost the most checks out of any guest in 6 years.
I didn't get a check for this one.
Because you have Zelle Suites.
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
wait,
changed.
For this show?
Yeah. We'll talk about it later.
No, the bookkeeper comes in today.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, you'll get Zelle today.
Oh, great. I don't need one.
But we have to now pay. We have
Your
to pay.
Your car got towed. Yeah, you do.
I'll never live that down.
We have to pay Ali Landry electronically because she said on the show she's not a bank person.
By the way, I'm not
now
either.
Because of you, I am. Because of you guys, I am. They gave me such a hard time.
I hate checks.
Because I just wouldn't cash them. Right?
I would like
it's the
terrorize
only way
her.
They have value.
And then I was like, where
do you get, like,
are they?
$1 check from SAG. Like, I have so many checks that are like for $2. I don't depositing all those. It's too.
You can mobile deposit. That's what my bookkeeper does.
Okay, so learned how to do that because of you. Thank you very much. And now
I
go to the bank.
I don't know how to do
that.
I
know
how
to
do
that.
It's very easy. You just snap a picture. You got to have the app.
You have to do Chase,
which is a whole thing.
Really?
You have the app?
Oh my
God. You know how to do that?
Yes. Isn't that great?
She's outpaced you.
Yeah,
you have.
And it's all because of you guys. Seriously.
You lost so many checks.
I upped my banking game.
I'd have to stop payment like 2 or 3 checks and then it reissue. Like it was insane, but we figured it out.
We did. We've moved on. It's all good now.
So okay. Now, where have you been, Ali?
Well, I would have been here, but we had a move. My husband had a movie that called Sound of Freedom that was a super surprise hit over the summer. And we were able to travel all over the world with that movie.
Was there any nudity or adult situations in it?
Well, it was about child trafficking.
Oh.
Well,
that's not the...
But never crossed the line.
Wrong
never,
question
does it turn me
yeah, yeah, I was like, Jeff, did you... So obviously he didn't see it, right?
No.
We loved it. We loved it.
No support over here. Jeff Lewis live.
Not watching that if you want to get in the mood. Yeah. No,
but you can watch it now. No, but it never really crosses the line. So it's based on a true story. So anyway, it really hit a chord, I think.
You're right.
And then it became very controversial. So there was a lot of that. And I think that's probably one of the
That's good.
Why.
So you got a lot of publicity.
A lot.
So he has been screening at what, all over the world?
All over the world.
So you've been traveling with
him? Yeah, Amsterdam, Paris, so many places.
Wow.
So many, I'm trying to think where else. I can't even remember.
Are you Delta Diamond?
He is.
I'm just platinum.
You're flying a lot now, though.
That's good.
I know.
You're platinum.
That's good.
You're
going
to get there.
I'm going to be diamond by January, I swear to God.
Do you think you are?
I might. Because I also spend every dollar on my Delta Sky
Miles. Oh, he's
Miles
on it. Amex.
Wow. So you, which is, I don't have, I have like a like very small gold
car,
limit.
Shout out.
I pay it off like every week. But I pay, I followed that guy that talks about the points and everything.
Oh,
and
he's
like,
one of these.
I am. No.
See, he's trying.
I'm dumb.
No, but it's a good thing. Like, I always admire the people who actually know about the points and like, you know, all of that and take advantage of,
well, 'cause I
all
want
of
free,
the benefits.
I want free shit.
You do,
yeah,
that
that's
now,
good.
Shane.
Oh, we're good at the points.
Yeah, we're good.
We're flying.
See, he doesn't
that's,
know.
We're
that's
flying
money.
Free to Dallas. Our flights are totally free.
I do know. Because I will log on to Amex and I'll be like, Shane, we got 500,000 points. Like, I can buy a ticket with that.
Yes,
and
it's
I spend
money.
The shit out of those.
Good.
Yeah, we know we're constant. And now I'm starting to, maybe like John, I'm starting whenever I can put things on that card, I will.
Everything.
Everything.
Your mortgage. But all
my attorney sent her bill. Everything. I'm like, can I put on the Amex? They're like, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that was a big bill, so I got a lot of points for that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love it. So is it a dollar a point or something like that?
It depends, I think. Sometimes you get like times four and shit like that. But it's random.
Well, I have a cute little purple card now, which I'll show you. And if you get this one, it multiplies your miles that you get.
Oh my
Delta,
gosh.
Amex, call me.
Wow. You really
he
should
is
be
really
a spokesperson.
Working for that.
I know. But I like going to the lounge.
It's all about the lounge.
I know. And it's kind of a scam, but that's okay.
It's totally is a scam.
It's kind of like a gay bar. If you like, especially LAX or New York, it's basically the same people you'd see at like High Tops or O Bar.
Are you talking the Delta Lounge?
Yeah.
Yeah, I
just
agree.
Just Delta, not the others?
I've never been to the old ones, yeah.
Not, American was a little...
American's nice.
American's nice. Gone downhill, I feel.
I think so, too.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
So what are you flying?
Delta.
You, okay.
Delta
everywhere.
Only.
Yeah. Well, Delta's just been the most consistent, best lounges. It's good food. The perks have been good on Delta. American has just been like, you know, just not convenient and easy.
Yeah.
Oh, is she not close enough to the mic? Now,
I
your,
am now.
Your Instagram, John, is starting to look like an OnlyFans.
It's not.
And I think it might be, is it a desperate attempt to sell tickets? Because you don't need to post nude photos to sell
yes,
tickets.
Yes, you do.
They're not nude.
I mean,
semi.
They're getting more and more racy.
It'll never get
can you
more
find out?
No, don't.
Can you show
can
Allie?
I see?
No.
How far is he going?
Oh, he's going far.
No. It's
or is
not...
is it progressively getting like, you know,
do we have it?
Can I be real? There's
like an underwear shop.
Stop it. Take that down.
Oh, my God. That's pretty far.
That's far.
That is, like, where else are you going to? I mean, there's not much more to go after that.
Okay. That's, I'm.
You look good.
I don't have a photogenic penis. I don't have, like, well, maybe
prove
I do.
It.
But, like, I'm not giving you, I could never do OnlyFans or anything like that. I could never. I'm not sexy.
I think you could.
I think, what are you talking about? Look at
I
app.
Think you
that
are.
Is OnlyFans.
How yeah, do you
that
get
is
that?
OnlyFans for free.
Just that's
did.
Like beyond OnlyFans.
I even
what are you
said I'm
about?
Trying to sell tickets to my show, and it worked. I did sell some tickets to my show.
Great. Sex sells.
Okay.
But I was noticing that no one was seeing any posts, and no one was liking any of my posts unless it had that on it.
That's sad.
Like, I would say something hilarious on the radio show, and like five people would be like, heh. But that, it's like, oh my God, you're so talented.
Oh, do we have his new single? It's on YouTube. Oh, I was listening God. To it this morning.
You're more really? Than that.
I think so.
I
you're
think
right.
So.
I think that was as far as we need to go.
I think so too.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
No, yeah.
You're
yeah,
talented.
For sure.
You don't need to. I don't mm-mm. think you need to put up.
Yeah, know, I think we're good. I also
X-rated photos of yourself on Instagram. By the way, right. I'm surprised that didn't get flagged.
There's way worse than that on Instagram.
Is there?
But I have such a like not photogenic butt. I'm not going to show that.
Prove
well.
It.
I don't know. Let us decide. I
think it got kind of flat.
The jury is still out. The abs
oh,
are definitely
the song?
Good.
You heard this live for the first time.
Yeah, I did.
Nice.
He has a great voice. Thank you.
Yeah, you do.
Thanks, Jeff.
He used to be on Broadway.
Wow.
Allie.
That's my daughter's kind of going down.
Really?
There. Yeah, she just finished Newsies.
That's a great
production. Well, yeah,
how old is she?
She's 16.
Oh my God,
she has a great voice, beautiful voice.
That's great.
And that's what she wants to do.
Gorgeous,
I'm sure. Yeah. Oh my God,
thank you.
Lucky, Jenny. And she's in LA.
She's in LA. We're kind of deciding colleges, which is totally PTSD for me. I can't believe I'm sending my kid.
Where
to
is
college.
She considering going?
Oh, this kid wants to go to New York. She wants to go to like Clive Davis School of Music. She wants to go to Juilliard, and I was saying like, I'm not ready for her to go to New York. Like, I think she's been living in a bubble. Like,
oh,
the other
day,
she's
sheltered.
We were at Zara, and I was like, Estella, the meter's about to run out. Can you go, like, put some more money? And she's like, I don't know how to do that. And I'm like, okay. And I'm about to send this kid to the city. I don't think so. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
But she's
know.
Ready. She's like, she wants to go like as far away as possible.
I could never have kids for that exact reason.
Go live her best life.
I would be the parent who would move to the city they're going to college.
That's what
in,
I said.
And I'd be like,
that's what I said.
Who are your friends? What are you eating? Oh. And what are you doing with your time? And I would control everything they did and cut people out of their lives for them.
Hello?
I could never do it.
No, I already do that.
So hard.
She's tracked on Life 360.
Is she?
I know she's in the car with somebody. I know how fast they're going. Uh-huh. I was like, Stella, it's a little too fast. He's going 75. Yes. Like,
are
tell
you
him to slow
literally,
down.
You literally do that.
I literally do that. I have no shame. She can only see Instagram, but it's through my phone. Okay. I'm very, very particular.
That's
I'm
her
very,
baby.
Wow, you yeah. are protective.
Oh, yeah.
I think, okay, I'm going to take some notes from
you.
Oh,
I don't mess around. Mm-hmm. And she kind of like loves it too. Like she's, you know, she hasn't dated anybody, but there's some, you know, guys that she kind of likes. And I was like, if you want to do anything with them, only with a group, we have to meet, you know, have to meet them. Like they have to come and meet myself and your dad. And she just feels like it kind of weeds out the bad ones, you know, like if they're not feeling comfortable to come and see us, then she's like, well, okay.
I bet every guy in school wants to go out with her.
Yeah.
She, yeah.
But here's the thing.
But
she's not a slut.
No.
So that eliminates half the guys.
Oh, for sure.
And right? Because a lot of those teenagers just want to get laid. So that's not going to happen.
Well, that's what my husband tells her.
Yeah. So that's going to eliminate most of them.
Yeah. But she has never kissed a boy. She's 16. She hasn't even really held hands. Yeah.
Do you think she hasn't? She just hasn't.
No, no, no.
Yet.
I know for sure she hasn't.
Well,
she
I think
hasn't.
It's about time.
Yeah. That's what I was like.
Shane's available.
Smooches.
So, Shane, this morning we were walking to the studio from the coffee shop, and I was talking to Sam over here. You met Sam. He took
Sam.
Over for Kian. I was like, what would you like to do, Sam? Like, what are you working towards? And he starts talking about, well, I'd like to do this and this and this. And I really, this was kind of a dream of mine. And I said, Shane, do you have any ambition? And you know what he said? I'm good. It's like, I'm good. I'm like, yeah. You probably should. I get it.
You're living the dream now.
Shane is like present in the moment, living his best life. He's happy. He's, yeah.
That's the way I see it.
Exactly.
Now,
good.
I'm present.
We had an unfortunate accident. Now, as you know, I'm a huge proponent, advocate for Vena CBD.
Yeah.
In fact, I had an amazing sleep last night. I took lights out. I slept 7 hours solid. Didn't even wake up. I can't promote that product enough. Uh-huh. So Allie and I are always talking about, oh, I started this.
Yeah.
And I have this and I do this. We're
and
always.
I tried this.
So
yeah.
I told you all about Vena.
Yes.
Did I give you some?
You sent some to the house, a gift, you know, package to the house of the two different ones.
Yes.
Because there's the
Restful Night Bites and then there's the Lights Out.
Yeah. So
that's
of course.
The super strong one.
So I tried it and I have major sleep issues, right? It was good for me. And my husband was like, I need a sleep, you know? So I was like, okay, well, here you go. And I said, this is the normal, you know, like the baseline. And then here's like
extra strength.
Extra. He's like, I want the extra. So before I knew it, and he's a very excessive personality. Yeah. Like if one's good, four is better. So I don't know if he took like one, two. I know he didn't take one. I don't know if he took two or more. The next thing I know, I've never seen him like this. He was in the bathroom. He was vomiting in the vomiting.
Oh,
like
he had
nonstop
more than two.
Vomiting.
He had more than two.
I thought we were going to have to go to the emergency room.
No.
He then lay down in the bed. He's like, I feel like I'm going to die.
He was stoned.
Like, I kept poking him like, are you awake? Like I would put my hand underneath his, like, are you breathing? Like it was crazy. So, you know, that
I
was a lesson learned for him.
He started with that. Because normally I'll tell people to start half of the Restful Night Bite.
No way.
Yeah, the full spectrum, not the Lights Out.
But listen, most people, like, you know, most of these sort of products, like, they're not that
strong,
effective.
Potent. Yeah.
Strong, potent. Well, this one.
I know.
Honey,
wow.
You need to follow the instructions.
Well, my housekeeper thought they were Halloween candy.
Uh-uh.
And
no,
took
no, no, no,
five.
No, 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 no.
She also vomited.
No.
And passed out in the guest room bed.
Okay, that's really bad.
And I thought she was going to have to, well, we weren't home, thank God, but.
Well,
so we
she
didn't
was
have
by
to witness
herself.
It.
That would have freaked
someone
me out.
Else was there. Who else was there?
It's either Sam or Kian. Someone was there.
I think maybe Kian was there
during the day. She just ate them.
Yeah.
Well,
she thought it was Halloween
candy.
Well, hold on.
For some reason, she thought it was Halloween candy. I don't know
Shane,
why.
Shane, what happened?
They were in a big orange pumpkin. What happened, Shane?
We have a box of little samples here, and they look like fruit snack packies, and I had them by the front door to take to the studio, and then I didn't. And
he so forgot. He left them there.
Okay, well,
I met you at the studio
during Halloween.
Thank goodness Monroe or the
yes,
kids did
right.
not get them.
You're right.
Yes. Yeah.
You're right.
Oh, my gosh. The housekeeper took one for the team.
Yeah.
Wow. Shout
because Shane Maria. Left them out.
Okay, Shane, we're not going to do that again, right?
And I haven't.
No, there you go. See, just like me with the checks.
But also,
we learned our
Maria
lesson.
Maria needs to have some amount of accountability here. Like, read the packaging.
Well,
I mean, it could have been dog treats.
Well, and also, don't just eat my shit without asking.
Yeah. And also, it smells like weed. Like, if you, like, don't eat five of them.
Yes, but if you don't know, then you would just think it's like a little off taste.
Do you know
right?
how hard it is to find a good housekeeper? You almost killed her.
I know.
What would we have done? We'd go back to ZipRecruiter.com/Jeff, probably.
Probably. That was where we found her.
Mm-hmm. That is. Did we find Maria from ZipRecruiter?
I did. Mm-hmm, we did.
She was a good find, let me tell you. Thank God she did.
How long has she been with you?
A year.
Yeah. Like probably a year or less. I don't know.
8 months.
I never.
And she's okay
so
since the incident.
No, she's not the same.
Okay.
She's not the same. Don't you think she's got a twitch now?
She
kind of walks like to the right a little bit. She like leans.
Bumping in the walls.
Sometimes.
Aww.
Yeah.
No. Poor thing.
Well, she can still clean.
Yeah, she's great with that vacuum.
Efficient.
So yeah, it all, you know.
I was that person it's as okay. a kid when the first time I tried weed, I was like, call my parents. I'm ODing. And my friend just laughed at me. I freaked out. I did not handle edible weed well.
Mm-mm.
Oof, bad. I went to the Hollywood Bowl one time and drank like pot horchata. That was a mistake.
What?
Don't that sounds drink. Delicious.
What people do in LA? Mm-hmm. My gosh. Mm-hmm.
Bad news.
Pot horchata.
And you're not California sober. You are sober.
No
sober.
Way.
You don't do
I'm
anything.
All the way. No. Nothing.
Yeah.
There's no way. I don't handle things well.
How long have you been sober?
Over 3 years.
Good for you.
Thank
congratulations.
You. Yeah, I'm the same way as, like, it doesn't matter what it is, I want more of it. If I like it, it's a chocolate chip cookie, I want 10 of them.
So you have an addictive personality.
Mm-hmm. I have a compulsive personality, yeah.
What is your current addiction, compulsion? Sex?
No, I wish. I wish. I would like that. What is my current one? I go through phases where I find that thing that I just obsess about. Right now, it's like pleated pants. Sometimes it's... It was 2 weeks ago, it was an elevated tote.
Okay, wait. Oh. I did not see the pleated pants coming. Let's just
either.
Pause there for a second and revisit
compulsively
that.
Compulsively like, that's what I need. I have to find the right one. So it was an elevated tote. Of course, it came.
So you start obsessing.
Did you get
obsessing.
The pleated pants?
I ordered them last night. Oh. One pair from Zara and another pair from Cause.
Okay.
Ooh, nice. Alrighty. Let us know how that works out
They're
for
not
you.
Gonna work out.
Post on your Instagram.
Exactly. I'm
there
trying
you
to,
go.
I'm doing more pants, more clothes.
Yeah. Let's post about our obsessions. Let's do the pleated pants.
Yeah. Elevated tote. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's working out. Sometimes it's food. I do obsess about food a lot.
Like which one? What?
Erewhon brownies.
Really?
I go through an Erewhon brownies phase. And
I heard they're very good.
Really?
They're just
better than a box?
They're like $5.50.
Fudgy or cakey?
Oh, that's normal.
A mix of both. Hmm.
Does it have a hard edge?
No.
Oh.
It's just, it's all the soft.
It's not for me.
I know. It's not even that good, but I just want it.
Okay.
And sometimes it's salty, so sometimes I want like a cracker.
I'm very obsessed with food.
A cracker? I am.
Obsessed. Especially because we can't eat as much.
Right.
When you get a little older, you can't eat as much.
Yeah.
So we keep talking about like that one meal or one and a half meal.
Yeah, yeah.
Is
make it count.
So important.
That's what I think about.
Yesterday I went to Carl's Jr.
So you good. Did? What are you getting at Carl's Jr.?
I got a cheeseburger. I got a famous star with onion rings, but then I can't eat for the rest of the day, which I did not. And I didn't gain weight.
Well, okay. But wait, hold on.
What's your workout regime?
I do a gay walk every day.
That's...
Like, 25 minutes.
It's a great workout.
Sometimes with Toby, sometimes not. And then I'll do like, I don't know, 20, 30, 40 minutes of weights.
Oh, every day?
Yeah.
I'm trying every day.
That's pretty impressive.
But you know what? You don't see the results now than you did, you know, 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying?
Which you're probably going
you work
harder
like, you have to
20
work four
years
times.
Ago.
You
got
to work
do.
Four
you
times
do.
As hard.
I have to work a lot
I think
harder.
It's just the consistency, right? You just got to be consistent as much as you can, whether it's the walk or the weights or whatever. You got to do something every day.
By the way, how's my
at
dog?
This point. Oh, Iris?
Yeah.
Africa slash Africa?
Do you know what happened?
No.
During COVID, Shane and I fell in love with the dog, Iris. And
you stole her?
Well, that's not how it works.
Literally, yes.
Yes, literally.
We went to meet her.
We went to meet her. I said, I'm very interested in this dog.
Yeah.
And then, why did we... Oh, we had to fill out the paperwork.
You wanted Scott to meet the puppy. So we're like, we'll come back. I want my partner to meet this. We'll think about it. And then we went home that night. And then Allie Landry
swooped in the next day with the kids.
And just grabbed her.
This happened to me with my therapist. I was looking at a dog. I was looking at a dog at Toby's Small Dog Rescue. This is right at like 2021. Yeah. And the dog's name was Bagel. And it was really cute.
Okay.
I sent it to all my friends. I'm like, I'm going to get Bagel. I'm going to get Bagel.
Obsessing over Bagel.
I was obsessing about like the pleated pants. Yeah, and elevated toe. It was Bagel that week.
Okay.
I was going to get Bagel. A couple weeks later, I'm in my session and we're talking and my therapist's like, oh yeah, and, you know, we got a new dog. And I was like, oh, that's cool. That's cute. And I was like, no. Yeah. And I was like, what kind of dog? She's like, it's a little Chihuahua. She's cute. And I was like, let me see a picture. She shows me a picture and I go, I'm sorry, what's this dog's name? She's like, her name's Bagel. And I feel like because...
She saw it on your Instagram.
She saw it on your Instagram.
Not on my
your
Instagram.
Your therapist follows you on Instagram?
No. She didn't... No. I think that I was talking about it so much that maybe the phones heard me and fed her Bagel.
The phones.
Because
the phones
she legally went and got her. But of all the dog rescues in LA, how do you find the one I like?
So your iPhone... Fucked you over.
Her iPhone.
It
it's TikTok.
Her iPhone stole.
Her iPhone
stole Bagel.
Bagel.
Hurt him and then posted for her. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Allie, I was going to ask you about this.
My mind would have never gone there, by the way.
When we come back, I want to ask you something because I watched that like supermodel documentary. And I've been kind of obsessing lately over like, what do these supermodels look like now? Now all I get is TikToks from aging supermodels.
Come on.
Some of them don't look so good. Really? I'm like, wow, you look like an old lady now. And if you only, and you're,
that happens. Age happens. Age is kind
of. Well, I mean, you can fight it.
Yeah.
You can fight it. There's a lot of things you can do.
Please.
Anyway, we're going to take a quick
break. Jeff and I are like in the ring right now.
Yeah. I got horrible Botox. I'll tell you about it when we come back.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
It's okay if you aren't ready for kids right now. It's okay if you don't want to be a mom now or even ever. It's nobody's decision but yours. But do you know what's not okay? Not knowing how effective your birth control is. Talk to your doctor about effective birth control options so you can make an informed decision. Tap to learn more.
Life is a highway. And on it, there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy. So go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Before we go to your Botox story, I do want to know, how is my dog? How old is my dog now?
How old is she, Shane?
That was 2020, that picture.
So she's like 2024, right?
Really?
She's four years old? 2024.
And how is she? Because I knew she was a problem in the beginning.
Well, she wouldn't say a problem. She was a runner.
Okay.
So she would like, you know, but I think that's part of the husky, like she's part husky in her. So she would run and it would really hurt my husband's feelings. He was like, oh, we're so good to her. And she like runs away every chance, you know, she can get, but learned bad about it's part of the breed. And now the only issue, she's huge. She had to go on a diet, you know, so we've lost some weight.
Okay, good.
So that's a good thing. But she, when we leave town, which has been pretty often lately, she will pee all over the rugs.
Oh, she's mad.
She's very mad. She's very temperamental. Or she'll jump on the beds. I can see, like, you know, the bed would be made perfectly. And,
yes.
You know, when we go, it's like, you know, all over. Maybe some paw prints or something. So what do I do?
I'm trying to decide. Toby's not worse than Africa.
She's not bad, Jeff.
Notice this part of my glasses is missing. Good. That is from Toby.
Toby chewed the glasses?
He got this. He got my glasses, and he took this part off.
Okay.
You can see that.
Wow.
That's the least of the damage that he's done. But
he's a chewer?
She does eat socks. She eats, you know, she eats clothes.
He urinated on my drapes, and that was $4,000.
Oh,
he
chewed, my God.
Okay.
He chewed the stair tread. I don't even know how much that's going to be, but they're in the process of replacing that.
Yeah.
He did get my wallet, chewed my wallet and my credit cards, but couldn't get through the platinum card, thank God. And I was traveling like 2 days later, and I had no cards because he chewed them all.
What else
did he do? Oh, he doesn't like the vacuum, so he took it out from underneath the stairs when I wasn't home and broke. What is it? The part that
the carpet,
the motor
part.
Yeah.
What?
Extender.
You know the part that the attachment you put for a carpet.
Yes.
He doesn't like that. He chewed it and broke it. Yeah. He also, I correct him with spray bottles. And this weekend is the second he takes them off the table and chews them up so I can't.
Toby's
correct him.
A smart little
cookie. He's really smart.
I mean, so he just like chews up the things that he hates.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Except for the credit cards. He shouldn't hate
those.
Yeah,
he shouldn't hate those, right? Yeah. But
that,
wait, I can't believe.
That dog food's expensive.
He chewed up the wallet.
Yeah, he took it off my desk.
That's because it's leather probably, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
That tastes delicious. My dog one time, the only thing he ever chewed was my one pair of really like beautiful Ralph Lauren shoes. Just the tip.
Oh, okay.
I'm very careful with the closet, keeping the closet door.
Close
no way. Because he's taken a few shoes, but I grab them right then.
Yeah.
But everybody knows now. We have to keep Monroe's door closed.
Yeah.
Because he'll chew her stuffed animals.
Yeah. Yeah. Same.
I have to keep my closet door closed.
We have to close the doors.
So we have to, but I love that dog.
I know.
He's
like, how
so
do you
bad.
Correct that. Like, I just, you know, those kind of behaviors.
I know. There's that, you can throw a sack of pennies down on the ground. That's the thing that some people do. He's not going to chew that up.
What?
I worry about him breaking the bag. I guess if you're there.
Well,
and you
make them, and it's like the worst sound. It's like their worst nightmare, and they definitely stop behavior that they're doing if you throw that.
But you have to be there in that moment and catch it.
Yeah, true.
Because otherwise, it's not working.
What's interesting is how he behaves with me and how he behaves with other people. So if I take him on a walk, he's so good with me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But I've seen him driving home. Mm-hmm. I'll see like someone walking him and he is jumping. He is grabbing the leash. He is pulling on the leash. And I'm like, no, I stop. I'm like, no, you can't let him do that.
Yeah. Because you're the dominant one. He knows.
Yeah. You're the top.
You're the top dog.
Knows.
You're the top dog.
He's a good boy, though. He really is.
Aww.
A good boy. All right. Botox story.
I should say, I said I got bad Botox. I got great Botox. It's just intense, and I think I got too much. So I go to these guys who are boyfriends, and you go to their house, and they do it in their little kitchenette. And one of them is like,
all right, that doesn't seem legal.
Great start.
Yeah, I don't know about this. Okay.
Red flag. One of them is like buff, and the other one is more like twink adjacent and very like they're so sweet. I really
why does
like
that
them.
Matter? It's why does the body
I know,
type
we're
matter?
We're getting the whole description.
I'm painting,
he's painting the picture,
setting the scene. So
okay, what were they wearing? I mean, we just want to know
we're
what
in the kitchenette at this
now
point.
That you asked. Fix. One is wearing a tank top and the other one is wearing a tux. He's coming from his other job.
What's his other job?
Like special events or something.
And they do Botox on the side in their kitchen.
And, the tank
yes.
top.
And you know, you go to a real dermatologist and they say, okay, tanks what are we tux. Working with? Let me look at your face. They don't care about that. They look at you and they go, here's how much we're going to give you and here's how much you need. And you just kind of take it and it hurts so bad.
Oh, yeah.
I've had it before where it's been no big deal.
No numbing cream?
No
numbing cream, no. And no ice. No, they're just like, here we go. And they really let you have it. And this is about like 5 or 6 days in. It's about to, I'm going to look insane in a few days. It's going to be bad, but I just.
It looks good
wait,
right
let
now.
Wait, let me see.
No.
You can't even move it right now. No. What are you talking about 5 days in?
It's going to get bad because I think it was really strong and maybe I did too much. Mm. It was my obsession. I was obsessed.
But
I
have to say, it's very smooth.
It has, yeah, it's very smooth. But it
hasn't. And you just get a little bit of side movement. That's it.
It hasn't raised his eyebrows.
No. You got to be careful about that.
You got to be careful about that.
Because I have a lazy eye, and if sometimes if they put in the wrong spot, this one goes way down. It's like not a good look.
It doesn't look bad.
No, it doesn't look bad.
For people that are, you know, not licensed, not insured, not experienced.
No, they're great.
They did a great job.
Tanks
and where are they? Where are they buying that?
I don't ask those questions.
And how do they?
I don't ask that either. I assume that maybe they were related to like a dermatologist that died and they took it.
And they got the license and now are buying the medication.
Not a lot.
What? How much? 150?
Double that.
Okay, so 300.
For a lot.
A lot of Botox. Actually, that was how much we were doing for our Botox charity until SiriusXM shut it down.
Bitches.
We were giving away $300 for people to get Botox.
That's good.
But what, a lot.
Now all we have to do is just hire these guys.
Yeah, have them come.
You honestly
sit
should.
In the lobby.
I'm telling you, I'm being funny.
The lobby.
They're so nice. They're so cool. I love them. Back Alley Botox, LLC.
I think we should call them Tanks and Tux.
How do we reach them? Do you want to give them some,
well,
oh, no, I'll get in trouble.
In the kitchenette.
I'll do it off. We'll do side chat about it, but you can.
No,
you
I don't
should
know.
Totally go to that.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I don't. I go to Nurse Jamie.
Yeah, you can go to her.
Yeah. I trust her, and
like
she uses little numbing cream. She uses ice. Yeah. I don't feel it ever.
I don't use anything, and I don't feel it.
I'm trying to get tattoo removal. I'm getting tattoo removal, and next time I go, I'm going to make them shoot me with lidocaine because it hurts so bad.
And do Pronox.
Fainted. Yeah. What's that?
Oh, we were just talking about
Jeff
Pronox.
Jeff and I were just talking. So, like, you know, some of these treatments, like I just got my third Morpheus at Beverly Hills Rejuvenation
Center.
Is that
a BBL?
A what?
What's Morpheus?
No, it's like a, what
is
it?
It's like
a
radio
laser?
Frequency and, what's the other thing? Radio frequency and, not PRP, microneedling.
Okay.
Together.
Okay.
So, really amazing, but. It's
painful.
Really, 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 really.
Actually, MJ did it. And
that's where
she said it was so painful.
It could be. So they use really, really strong like lidocaine, like numbing cream. So that's great. But the secret ingredient, and you got to ask for it, is the Pronox. So you, it's like, it's laughing gas. So I
have
to say,
sober.
I've never, see, I told you it makes you high. So I never really did drugs. In
people, addicts will walk around like with a tank if they could. Like,
okay.
Laughing gas is, that's.
I'm
no
glad
joke.
You're
it's good
me
shit.
This. So I never really did drugs in my life. So here I am sucking on this thing. And then I feel that like, woo, that high. And I was like, oh my gosh, this is so good. So now
do whatever you want to my face.
I really look forward to going to get, I was like, when can I get my next Morpheus?
Oh, Shane, next
really
time
good.
I get the hair treatment.
Yeah.
Because that's when I took it.
Pronox.
When he leaves the room, you should try it.
Just pass me the two.
You got to do a, you got to do a few like hard
Yeah.
You got to do a few of them to really get like the.
I have to drive you home.
The high.
I know, but just one or two puffs.
Yeah, what do you mean you have to drive him home?
There's
I drive
no smoke.
Myself home.
He also, oh no, I couldn't drive.
Why?
There you also take no a Valium or something.
Oh, I took a Valium.
Oh, well, there you go.
It's getting
okay, well,
on your head. That, what's the hair treatment? That
I was talking to Allie about it.
We
was,
want our hair
I
to
was,
grow back in areas.
Yeah, I was having some hair loss at the crown. So they did PRP and stem cells. It's growing back.
Oh, wow.
I did it twice,
yeah.
But it's fucking painful.
It's hard.
I want to do it here. I'm,
you
I
can
like
hear
I'm
it crunch.
Little...
You got to get the laughing gas.
Yes, Pronox.
Pronox.
If, listen, if a doctor prescribes it and administers it, I'm allowed to take it, but I don't want
to.
Yeah,
but
like,
you should go to my doctor because I was like, ow, ow. He's like, suck harder.
Suck harder.
John, why are you getting your tattoo removed?
And it works.
It is a stupid tattoo.
What, where is it? Where is it and what is it?
My leg.
Okay. Oh, what is it?
What is it?
Tell us.
Tell us.
Listen. It's a Chuck and a heart.
Show us.
It's a shame forever. It is, like I said, I've been sober for a long time now. It was when I was not sober, so I was on a bender. And for some reason, my friend and I thought we would get the word relentless with no vowels tattooed on our bodies in like 2018 Instagram story font. It is the stupidest thing.
How big is it?
It's not small. And it's embarrassing. And out of the corner of your eye, you might be like, oh, that's a, like, whatever. It's an okay tattoo. But it's so pointless and so meaningless. And I hate seeing it. I'm on my 10th one. And it's barely faded. It is.
To trying to get rid of it.
Every time.
10th one and it hasn't faded?
A little bit, maybe. But every time you go, they crank the laser up more and more.
Yeah, the Pronox.
Yeah.
When I tell you, I saw stars. I was fainting and passing. It hurts so bad. I don't really care about pain. I got my face pumped by these queens in their kitchen.
Tux and tanks.
Mm-hmm. But it hurts so bad. It's pain I've never
Are they located on Queens Road?
They're on La Cienega.
Okay, because I know there was somebody else that was doing Botox.
He's still thinking about it.
There was someone else that was doing Botox out of their house.
It was me and it's Brogan in our kitchen.
Doug should do Botox out of his bed. I want to get Holtox as well.
So wait, why don't you just do another tattoo? Like, why don't you just like stop the process? It's probably just blurred right now, and just do something else on top.
I thought about it, but what tattoo? I don't really want a tattoo.
Okay, well then take it off.
Yeah.
By the way, Oscar, I thought of you.
I'll see if I can.
I read an article that a woman is suing Disneyland. The Goofy character,
yes,
tripped, fell into her, knocked her down on the ground accidentally. She hit the concrete and then fell on her, and now she's suing Disneyland for physical injuries and trauma as well. And from what I understand, those big Goofy characters, they have to have a handler because you can't see where you're walking.
Oh, that's right.
And I guess this Goofy did not have a handler.
Well, they all have handlers.
I'm surprised, being a part of the Disney Facebook community, I'm surprised you don't know this.
I don't know. I haven't been reading any.
They're also cracking down on... They'll ban you for life if you fake a disability is cut in line.
What?
Which I've been saying this for years.
Oh my gosh.
I pretended to have a broken leg once in college so I could cut the line.
And did it work?
It did.
See, now
you're banned
for
life.
Yeah.
Now they need like a doctor's note, but we can come up with that here at Jeff Lewis Live.
They created a new job.
Have the tanks and
tanks and tucks.
Oh, could they give us doctor's notes?
Sure.
Then the business is viable.
Yeah.
The doctor died. They inherited the pad. He'll write a note. It's easy.
That's a great idea.
Mm-hmm. Cut in line. Go to Space Mountain as many times as you want.
Shane gives me testosterone twice a week.
In your arm?
In my shoulders.
Okay.
I wonder if we need Pronox because it is painful.
I feel like I did really good yesterday.
Could we buy Pronox?
I don't think so.
No. Just plug it in to the
From
wall?
Tanks and tucks. I don't know. But otherwise, I don't know.
No.
That would not be good.
Didn't Michael Jackson have that, or was that a propofol tank? That was
propofol.
Sorry.
Oh, that's also good. That,
let's not put Pronox in the same category.
Okay.
Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live and Jeff Lewis Extended every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel, exclusively on the Sirius XM app.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to keepitfunohio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.